This is our new source of energy. And this, of course, resists the force of gravity and, in fact, causes the outer atmosphere of the star to expand.
The star has begun its dramatic transformation into a red giant. For our own sun, the change will be awe-inspiring. As in its final years, it turns against the planets in its care.
The first thing that happens is it expands up as far as Mercury's orbit here and swallows Mercury. At this stage, it's about 1,000 times more luminous than the Sun is today. It continues to expand, and within another million years or so, it gets as far as Venus. And that's the end of Venus. Venus is swallowed up. And then the Sun continues out towards the Earth. If we could see it, we would see something nearly 3,000 times brighter than the Sun is today. It would be 260 times bigger than it is today. But it would not have that beautiful, tight compactness of the Sun today. Gas would be streaming off the surface. It would be red and turbulent, slightly transparent. It would almost seem to be coming apart at the seams.
Our only chance of survival would be to flee long before this crisis and go in search of another solar system to call home.